Welcome to the weekend edition of the Fast Five Business News by Fear and Greed. I'm Michael Thompson and hello, Sean Aylmer.
Hello, Michael.
Sean, on weekdays, it's all about the Fast Five, the top five business stories in 5 minutes. On the weekend, we still keep it to 5 minutes, of course, but we're going to pick out the biggest business story of the week, the most remarkable story, a sleeper story, one that's maybe not getting the attention that it should, and our favourite business story. So let's jump straight into the biggest story of the week. What was it?
Oh, for me, it was markets. Plenty going on. We had Iran's attack on Israel. Iran fired 300 projectiles, including drones, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles at Israel. It was in retaliation for an Israel attack on the Iranian embassy in Syria. Two regional powers shooting missiles at each other. That got markets worried. We also had the US Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell come out and say maybe interest rates won't start falling for a few months, because getting inflation lower is proving a tricky task. One of the outcomes of that was that the Aussie dollar fell below 64 US cents briefly. We also had Bitcoin down towards 60,000 US dollars a unit. Then we had labor force figures with 7,000 job losses last month. Unemployment rates about 3.8%. Still pretty low. There's still plenty going on in the labor market. In fact, more going on than the Reserve Bank and others thought at this point of the economic cycle. It all adds up to the argument that the Reserve Bank shouldn't lift interest rates. Big week for markets, Michael.
Yeah, certainly was. The other story that got a lot of headlines this week, Sean, was the confrontation, really, between big business and politics, the Senate inquiry into the supermarkets, specifically the appearance by outgoing Woolies CEO Brad Banducci. Green Senator Nick McKim was hellbent on finding out whether Woolies is price gouging. He wanted to know Woolworth's return on equity. Brad Banducci didn't know off the top of his head. He didn't say that, though, straight away. He dodged the question again and again and again and again until finally, extraordinarily, Senator McKim threatened him with contempt and the risk of jail. So here we had the CEO of one of the most recognisable companies in Australia, one of the most trusted companies in Australia, being threatened with jail in federal parliament. Just an extraordinary story. Actually overshadowed the fact that the supermarket bosses actually did a pretty reasonable job at these inquiries. So it's just a big, big story this week.
Sure was. What about your most remarkable story, Michael?
Just a quick one for me. The fact that Australia is going to spend an additional $50 billion over the next decade modernising Australia's military. This is in addition to the $72.8 billion in planned spending that's going to be reprioritised. Basically, there was a review last year that found that Australia's Defence Force is no longer fit for purpose. And so really this spending is all about kind of underwater drones and submarines and ships and guided weapons and missile defence. It is about bringing the military into what they call the missile age.
I like that story. My most remarkable story is about Star Entertainment Group. Can't believe what's been going on, which has emerged this week since the last inquiry into the group. That inquiry appointed an overseer, a guy called Nicholas Weeks, to keep an eye on the Star Entertainment Group. What's emerged this week is that the chair and CEO have kind of schemed against him. They've been keeping an eye on what Mr. Weeks has been doing via email, etc. There are also stories this week of cash dispensing machines giving out millions of dollars for free, some to problem gamblers. Also stories of the former CEO trying to hide the true financial position of the company from other executives. I just think it's remarkable that a company so close to losing its license has continued to behave this way.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, sleeper story this week, Sean. I don't know whether this is really a sleeper story because it did get a fair bit of attention last year, but we're round to it again. 3 million Australians are about to be hit with a massive increase in the amount they owe to the government. HECS debts are going to be indexed to inflation again in June. We found out this week that that increase is going to be around 4.5%. Last year, there was the highest ever indexation of 7.1% because obviously inflation has been running so high for the last few years. The sleeper element of this is that the Prime Minister said that the government needs to be doing better among younger Australians and that they are considering changing the way it is being indexed. So there might be more to come on this one. What did you find?
Just a quick shout out in this category, protectionism. It's creeping back. The government's Future Made in Australia policies have been criticised by productivity commissioners, including Gary Banks this week, for being protectionist. Anthony Albanese is saying, no, we're just helping the economy get over a hump and aiding private capital to come in and invest in some sectors. Well, I think that is protectionism. Mind you, everyone else is doing it. Tomatoes and tomatoes, Michael.
Yes, I suspect. So what was your favourite story this week, Sean?
My favourite? I just love how much change there's been in the workforce over recent years, highlighted this week by the story that millions of workers could soon have the right to double their annual leave by taking it at half pay. The Council of Trade Unions and employer groups are close to doing a deal on it. The difference between the two sides is more about whether there's full discretion to refuse staff requests to take it or whether it should be on a reasonableness criteria. What a great idea, though. Half pay, 8 weeks a year. Love the idea, Michael.
That is a great story. Another great story, Sean, was all about Qantas. They're joining a group, which doesn't sound very exciting. The group is called the Aviation Circularity Consortium. But what they're doing is actually really exciting because they're trying to recycle all of the old kind of end-of-life retired aircraft that are sitting in kind of deserts around the world. 90% of an aircraft is capable of being recycled and used in the manufacturing of new products, new parts to go in their planes. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, there we go. 5 minutes and pretty much everything you need to know in the world of business. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Michael.
We'll be back on Monday morning with the top five business stories in 5 minutes. Don't forget to hit follow and join us online on Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, Facebook, and X. I'm Michael Thompson, and this is the Fast 5 Business News by Fear and Greed.